Well, first, I guess for folks who don't know, just briefly describe what happened and what we're here to, what people are out here doing today.
Well, folks are out here today protesting the premeditated assault on a peaceful demonstration by the Oakland Police Department. Oakland Police Department fired on peaceful demonstrators using ricochet rounds, concussion grenades, beanbag munitions, these little metallic bags that they fire at people. Dozens of people were injured. What was interesting also is that not only were protesters shot in the back, but ILWU longshoremen who were waiting to find out whether they were going to go to work that day were also shot. And so people are pretty outraged because this was not in response to any kind of violence that occurred. This was thought up, this was dreamed up by the powers that be to stop protests from happening. And so CopWatch is sort of advocating that we look at this as a conspiracy, that we need to identify who conspired to deprive the citizens of Oakland and the Bay Area from their right to protest.
What measures can be taken? I mean, we're out here rallying. Tell me a little bit about what does CopWatch and what does CopWatch think can be done about this?
Well, I think it's really important, a lot of it is what we don't do. And I think we need not get tricked into false remedies, such as going to the Citizens Review Board of Oakland. That is an impotent body. It's not going to do anything. And until they're really empowered, people should absolutely avoid it like the plague. I think folks need, it looks to me like Chief Word is going to take the fall for this. And that there's a deeply racist strain in the Oakland Police Department. These good old boys have been doing this for a long time. I believe that with the help of the federal Homeland Security departments, that they came up with this strategy for dealing with the protests. Chief Word is an African American. He's been criticized by many folks as being weak and unable to lead the department, obviously because he's up against a very racist cadre of deeply entrenched officers. So it looks like they're going to say, yeah, Chief Word, he's our man. He should take the fall for this whole thing. I think we have to look at conspiracy, and I think that's a criminal charge. You know, you and I, if we conspire to commit a misdemeanor, that's a felony. And if we look at what's happened in San Francisco, when a couple of officers, they beat up two guys for their bag of fajitas, and that resulted in the charging of the entire command staff of San Francisco.
Which
got dropped. But the fact is, let's look at this. If you have a group of officers who conspire with other officers, federal officers, to assault, attack, and injure, who knows, dozens? How many did they intend to sacrifice in order to make their point that protest was not allowed?
Right.
So that's major. And I'm calling for jail time.
Right. What do you think? I mean, one of the tactics of demonstrators is doing things like a class action lawsuit that like might go forward. Maybe it has been dropped. I'm not sure of the status in San Francisco, but here in Oakland, maybe that's something that happens. But is that something that sends a message? Is it something that just drains tact? I mean, how does that have any effect on like police behavior? Is that a good? Is that something monetary gains by? I mean, is that something that could be effective in any way? Or
I think it's important for people to use that as one tactic in the struggle. I think it is important for the people of Oakland to understand and that their tax dollars are being used to cover up, to pay for, to compensate people for the incompetence of the Oakland Police Department. It's not going to solve the problem by any means.
Right.
You know, and really, I believe that it's people out in the streets shutting down the functioning of government until it actually represents the will of the people that's really going to make this difference. And what we have to think about is what tactics along the way are going to get people into the street. And so I think we really have to just be clear about where the problem is and not to say, well, we got to rewrite the crowd control policy manual or get into some backroom, prolonged discussion that lets the heat of the moment pass. I think we need to strike while the iron's hot. I also think we need to get our asses back down to the docks.
Right.
You know, and really, let's try. If that was a mistake, let's get our asses back down there and shut that down.
And lastly, it started off as an anti-war demonstration. How can anti-war demonstrators, people who consider themselves anti-war, how can they make, like, why is it important to make connections between anti-war, like the police brutality? happen on April 7th, and the stuff that you see that people don't see in East Oakland and West Oakland and all the poor neighborhoods, like how can people who are anti-war act more in solidarity with those people, make real connections, and how what kind of functions of Cop Watch play a role? And I know that in Oakland, Pueblo is an organization that maybe I think is doing Cop Watch and to some extent, and just where are the connections there?
I think the anti-war movement is really having to take stock right now of how to deepen the movement and how to continue it. And fundamentally, what's going on in Iraq is not going to stop until we change things at home. This is fundamentally a justice movement. And the challenge for anti-war organizers is to figure out how to link up with the struggles that have been going on locally for years and years. Yeah. People have been doing police accountability work forever. Yeah. And it's been a very lonely road for many folks.
Spearheaded here in Oakland by the Black Panthers, you know, when they started doing...
Right. But fundamentally, the last 20 or 30 years of policing have been the federalization of police officers. You know, look at the use of these potentially lethal weapons. That whole drive for local police departments to acquire those weapons was spearheaded by the FBI, by the federal government.
Was it?
Yeah. And you know, in anticipation of a more bald, raw power grab by the federal government. I mean, this has all been anticipated. And the FEMA plans and the FBI plans for suppressing unrest have been in the works for a long time. So this is all part of the plan. This is all part of the policies. So really, you know, we can educate our people here on a local level about and get a correct analysis of what's going on. But fundamentally, we're not going to stop police brutality until we change the federal government.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Take care, all right?